Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermiz. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Friday, March 21st. One person was taken to hospital with minor injuries after colliding with a hydro pole along Highway 21 yesterday evening. Emergency services responded to the single vehicle incident near Alvanley around 8 last night. Highway 21 was closed between Grey Bruce Line and Concession 11 for several hours to allow hydro repairs to be completed, but has since reopened. Hanover police are investigating two smash-and-grab style break-ins to businesses. They happened sometime overnight Wednesday into Thursday morning. Police say a lone male smashed his way into the businesses in Hanover through the front doors and stole items and fled the scenes before officers arrived. Anyone with information is asked to contact Hanover police or Crime Stoppers. Two Bruce County residents were recognized with King Charles Coronation Medals at yesterday's County Council meeting. Huron Bruce MPP Lisa Thompson was on hand to present the awards to Muriel Schuler, a dedicated volunteer at the Bruce County Museum, as well as country music artist Owen Rigling. South Bruce Mayor Mark Goetz had some kind words for Rigling, a rising country music star from Mildmay who has won multiple Canadian Country Music Awards.
You make your community proud. And no matter where life leads you, I always want you to know there's a path that leads back home, and we'll be happy to have you.
Owen Sound's downtown businesses are joining a national initiative to encourage people to shop local. River District Coordinator Vivica Gravel says the Shop Main Street Canada Support Local campaign is all about highlighting the importance of local businesses.
We don't want people to discount how much a simple adjustment in shopping habits can change our city. By making investments, by purchasing things locally, 66 cents of every dollar stays within the local economy.
On the national news, Prime Minister Mark Carney says he may scrap emissions caps for the oil and gas industry. He was in Alberta yesterday where he got a laundry list of demands from Premier Danielle Smith, who threatened a national unity crisis if those demands aren't met. Carney says he wants to make Canada's energy sector more competitive by working with industry and provinces on emissions reductions, but is opposed to preset caps or preset timelines. And Canada has dropped to 18th place in the Global World Happiness Report, down 3 spots from last year. Once again, Finland came out on top as the happiest place on the planet. The report's a partnership between Gallup, Oxford University, and the UN. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks poised for a lower open this morning. Futures down in pre-market trading, adding to losses yesterday for financial markets. The Dow closed 11 points lower at 41,953. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were down as well, around a quarter percentage point, while the TSX was off 8 points, a flat close at 25,060. Bitcoin trading, little change, a quarter point lower this morning at around 84,000 US. The price of oil is off a quarter point as well, $67.85 per barrel, while gold's a little changed at around $3,040 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 69.76 cents U.S. And that's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm R.J. Brighthead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX. Prime Minister Mark Carney was on the ice with the Oilers for their morning skate, but he didn't bring them much luck. They lost to the Jets in OT, and Connor McDavid got injured. The Maple Leafs downed the Rangers. Montreal fell in OT to the Islanders. Colorado defeated Ottawa. Vancouver tied the game late, but St. Louis won it in overtime. Washington's the first team to clinch a playoff spot. Alex Ovechkin scored. He's 7 away from the record. The NHL confirmed they've met with the Friedkin Group about an expansion franchise in Houston. That group recently bought Everton in the English Premier League. The Boston Celtics were sold for $6.1 billion. That's the most ever for an American sports team. The Raptors lost to Golden State. Steph Curry left that one with an injury. Canada lost to Mexico, and Panama beat the United States in the CONCACAF Nations League semifinals. So Canada plays the U.S. for third on Sunday. And Rachel Homan clinched a playoff spot at the Worlds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack are inching closer to a playoff berth after a big 3-1 win over the Barrie Colts last night. The Attack now sit alone in the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, 2 points ahead of the Sarnia Sting and 1 back of the 7th place Sioux Greyhounds. Tonight, the Attack play their final road game of the regular season against the Kitchener Rangers. You can hear it live on Kiev Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. Also tonight, game 1 between the Hanover Barons and Fergus Whalers in the PJHL Pollock Division Final, and the the Durham Thundercats will take another shot at the Senior A Championship in Game 5 of their series with Milverton. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page. Just go to BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. Your weather is coming up next. Sunshine today with a high of 6, then mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of some showers through the evening. Rain changing to flurries overnight as it falls to a low of 1. And for the weekend, cloudy tomorrow with a chance of some flurries and a high around -4. Sunny and 5 on Sunday.